Sharp got permission from Meade to travel to Washington. He arrived there on July 12th, the second day of Early's probe, to see Carrie before she left for New York. My coming was well-timed to allay her fears about an invasion, he later wrote his uncle Jansen. Sharp also found himself soon surrounded by administration officials and Union officers looking for any information he had on Early's force. Sharp was proud he could recite every regiment in the Corps, along with their numbers. He avoided mentioning that he had not known where these men had been the past 3 weeks. Washington had been in little danger from the raid. A 37-mile ring of fortifications with 68 forts and 93 artillery positions surrounded the city, so a small number of soldiers could hold off invaders at any point until reinforcements arrived. Early's pure military gains had been insignificant. But his expedition dealt the North a major psychological blow, our national humiliation, as Navy Secretary Wells put it in his diary. For Grant, the raid had been a huge embarrassment. For Sharp, it was a humiliating intelligence failure. Instead of returning to Richmond, Jubal Early continued to be a headache for Grant in the Shenandoah, reaping the fall harvest and continuing to threaten Baltimore and Washington. In August, the Union Army chief dispatched Sheridan to the valley to root out Early and lay waste to Lee's supply source there. To sever Lee from the Shenandoah without jeopardizing Union operations against Richmond, Grant needed accurate intelligence from Sharp on Confederate troop movements between the rebel capital and the valley. With that kind of information, Grant could coordinate Union movements in both regions to isolate Lee from Early and make it difficult for one to come to the other's rescue. But first, Grant had to deal with the problem of an entire corps slipping from under his nose and marching to Washington's perimeter without him knowing it. Another raid like Early's could jeopardize Grant's Virginia campaign, already a target of critics for little progress, as well as Lincoln's re-election chances in November. Could it happen again? Grant moved to make sure it didn't. Quickly, he reformed his command structure in the Shenandoah region. He also renovated his intelligence service.